All right. Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. Last time we played, Jorah, Desmond, and Adrian entered and explored an abandoned Pokemon Ranger station just north about a day's walk from Goldenrod City. Finding cobwebs and dust filling the space, you all wandered a lounge, a kitchen, an office, and garage, found a dead Pokegear, and fixed up a dead power generator. As you did this, you did your best to set up a nice place to sleep for the night upstairs amidst some dorm rooms. Eventually, after a warm, filling meal of pasta, you all went to sleep, only to be awoken in the midnight by a woman yelling for help at the door of the station. As you all panicked and hesitated to act against whatever was hunting this woman, as she bled in the mud room, the power cut out, and loud breaks of metal could be heard as whatever beasts prowled outside broke into the station's garage. Jorah, you ran to the garage to investigate, and as you traveled into an office space just before the garage, a spider-like Pokemon shot out an attack towards Cola, wounding your friend.
Yes, but I don't quite remember by how much. I think it was all 8 of that temp health, but I could be wrong.
Jorah, we'll say it was 4 damage to Cola.
4 damage? Okay, I will take that, and then the rest restore our health. Because I don't remember if it did or not.
No, it was not a complete enough rest to recover hit points.
All right.
Cola was just attacked by one of these spider Pokemon while inside the office, and it sounds like more are scuttling about, breaking into the garage and the front door. So far, the lights are out. You guys cannot see what's going on very clearly. Cola is about the only source of light right now, and Cola's looking pretty hurt. As we jump into this, I want everybody to roll initiative.
All right, take it.
17.
14.
13.
All right, and I will roll for your companion. So, top of the round is actually going to be the wounded woman who you let in. Just to reestablish geography, Jorah, you are in the Pokemon Ranger office. There are some desks, filing cabinets, and there's some computers and terminals scattered around this space. One of these spider Pokemon is in the back left corner last you saw. That's where, like, that poison sting came from. If it has moved, you do not know. Desmond and Adrian, I believe you two have remained in the lounge?
No. So yeah. I said I was running upstairs to grab Tusk.
All right. So Adrian, you will be upstairs. That will take you out of combat for this first round. You'll be able to rejoin next round easy peasy. Desmond, I believe you are in the lounge.
Yes, I think so.
All right. This woman, let me go ahead and make a constitution saving throw for her. Okay, she's managing to kind of push through things a little bit. I'll say since it's her turn, what I'll let happen, I'll say Desmond, go ahead and make a perception check. It's not necessarily this woman doing something. We'll treat this as an opportunity to interact with the woman.
Sure. A 9.
9, okay. You aren't able to make out much about what's going on with this woman, especially with the lights being out. This woman is going to try and struggle to stand up, and she'll say something along the lines of, "We need light. Do you have light?" You can't really see what's happening, Desmond. Maybe you see, like, her silhouette pawing around for furniture to lean on. Other than that, though, that's her 6 seconds. Adrian, you are upstairs. You run. I believe Tusk was out of his Pokeball, correct?
Correct. Tusk is currently sleepy right now.
Adrian, you are greeted to a very sleepy Tusk.
I'm returning Tusk to the Pokeball and freaking booking it downstairs.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll say that's your turn. Jorah!
I bet, and also, heck. So, well, I should probably get further into the room. So I'm going to get further into the room.
Yeah, do you want to go into the office, or do you want to try and make a bolt for the garage door? Also, immediately to your left is a door that leads outside, towards where the generator is.
Jor is going to move further into the room, looking around to try to find what could have hit Cola, because I know Cola got hit.
Mm-hmm. Make a perception check, Jorah.
has a 19.
Wow, you managed to actually beat both of their stealth checks. As you approach further into... Both, yes. As you approach deeper into the room, Jorah, cautiously treading forward with the light from Kola emitting from his electric fur, you see hidden, not on top of that filing cabinet in the back left corner, but on the side of it, in between the filing cabinet and the terminal-like computer tower, snuck in between that gap is a large green spider with red pincers, and above you on the ceiling, just a little off to your right, is a similar green spider, probably about the size of a small dog, with big red pincers and a little white horn sticking out from the top, and they both hiss at you.
Interesting. Was that perception check Jorah's action?
That was your action, yes.
Cola's gonna zap the nearest spider to me.
Yeah, do you want the one on the ceiling, or do you want the one over on that filing cabinet in that little cranny?
If I may, which one is closer to the garage door?
Probably the one just off to your right, the one on the ceiling.
We'll hit the one on the ceiling, then.
All right.
Now, charge is still active. We hit that last session. So Cola's going to use Thundershock, 22 in total.
Yeah, that'll hit. Roll damage.
Roll damage with advantage. 5 electric-type damage goes out to that spider.
It gets zapped!
I'm assuming I didn't do a whole lot of damage to it.
It's still there. It's still kicking.
Right. Well, I have no more actions, and I don't really want to move into the garage if this thing's still kicking. Mm-hmm. So that is my turn.
At the end of Cola's turn, as Cola is poisoned, Cola's going to take his proficiency bonus in poison damage.
All right.
All right. Since it's damage, I need you to roll a con save on charge. DC 10.
Yeah, that's a natural 20. We're good.
Okay. Stays up. Desmond, you are in the living room. You're in the lounge. There's an empty fireplace. There's a kind of coffee table. There's a couch, a lounge chair, and this woman. And it's dark, and you can barely see anything. I'm talking barely silhouettes.
And I don't see any spiders yet, do I?
You've heard the banging into the metal, probably the garage door, and you've definitely heard at least now a thunder shock from Cola off in the office room.
Okay, I'm gonna, I guess, I know where the woman is, so I'm gonna go over and, I guess, try and support her. Like her arm over shoulder, my arm under.
Are you moving her anywhere in particular, or are you just...
Away from the door.
Yeah, so you guys had
like
let...
Just trying to move her towards the kitchen, I guess.
All right, yeah, you guys are, we'll say, using your movement, you're able to move her into the kitchen. Anything you want to do while you're in the kitchen, Desmond? There
Not
is the
really,
door
yeah.
from the kitchen that leads into the office.
Is that open?
Slightly, yeah, probably. I don't foresee it as, like, being an automatic door or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, can I move still at all, or did I use all my movement getting into the kitchen?
You've used a lot of your movement getting into the kitchen. If you wanted to leave the woman behind and dash, you could move some more.
Sure. Let's do that. I'll leave her behind. Well, I'll close the door behind us if there's a door. I don't remember if there is.
There is not a door. Not a door separating the kitchen and lounge.
I guess I'll leave her behind the wall, separating her from the lounge, and I'll go into the office.
Okay. Yeah, Desmond, you enter into this cramped office. That's your action. Do you have any Pokemon out right now?
Zephyr is out.
Do you want Zephyr to do anything?
No, not yet.
Then if that's it, Desmond, that's your turn. You are in the room alongside Jorah. You can, with your passive perception, you're able to see that there are two in this room. There's also the door outside and the door into the garage.
Okay.
The spiders... ended up rolling their initiatives right next to each other. So, Adrian, while you are upstairs and you're coming down the stairs, there is a boom, a rocking slam into the door of the mudroom. Something is trying to break in through the mudroom. It has not succeeded yet, but it is making progress. While that is happening, Adrian, as you're coming down the stairs, I'm going to jump towards the spiders in the office. There are two of these guys. The one on the roof is going to actually, feeling a little perturbed and violent, it is going to do an infestation attack on Cola. I need Cola to make a constitution saving throw as a horde of insectoid energy begins to swarm around him.
No, not Cola. 16.
With a 16, the infestation is going to fail. The Spinarak...
Yeah, bug zapper.
A bug zapper, perfect. With the Spinarak on the filing cabinet, however, that Spinarak is going to fire Absorb Attack, since it's the only Pokemon visible right now, at Cola.
Is that an attack roll?
It is an attack roll.
We're going to burn that Static Surge to impose disadvantage.
Okay. Does a 10 hit Cola?
No.
The Absorb Attack also misses. With that, that is the current spider's turns. The woman is not around any of you. You can't really see what happens. You guys probably hear a half-hearted, due to her exhaustion, half-hearted shriek as something had slammed into the front door. Speaking of which, Adrian, you have just come down to the stairs. You're back in the lounge as something's slamming against the door.
I'm going to send out Silky. I want Silky to prepare a wrap for the next thing that busts through the door.
Okay. Remind me of that if it comes to it. Anything you want to do, Adrian?
I'm going to stand by her and help support her. On the way down, I know I didn't say this, but could we have said that I Mystic bonded with Silky?
I'll say sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you've Mystic bonded with Silky. You and the woman are in the kitchen. That is your action, and Silky's action is being held. Jorah, you're up. You're being attacked from all sides, and Desmond has appeared behind you.
Jorah's going to turn around and yell, "We need Busby!" And Cola's going to Thundershock that spider again, because I don't see a reason why he shouldn't.
The one on the ceiling? Go ahead and roll to hit.
Is there a chance I kill it in this attack?
If you, as Jorah, want to use your action to make a medicine check to gauge this thing's health, you may.
Nah, I don't think so. Not right now, anyways.
Then you have no idea.
Cool. And Cola's just going to try to Thundershock it. Does a 13 hit?
A hit, yes.
All right. Then we roll damage with advantage. That is... just double checking. 1d6 plus 3. So here's the first roll. And here's the second. 7
damage.
We'll deal
with that. Perfect. Okay. It's still up.
All right. We're going to take a risk. Can Jor use his action to throw a Pokeball at it?
You can try to capture this if you would like.
I would.
Okay.
I understand this might not work, but I'm going to try.
Go ahead and make a Pokemon handling check.
Okay.
What'd you get?
19.
So yeah, you capture it.
Oh!
It immediately gets sent to cyberspace, however.
Hey, that's one less action it gets. I'd like to, if possible, go to the garage. If not, that's cool.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, as you're going to the garage, I want you to make a dexterity save, as a string shot is going to be blasted at you as a reaction.
That's fine. We've got this. Check it. So, that's a 5.
Jorah, as you, like, throw this Pokeball and then turn to maneuver around the tables and office desks and chairs, your back is going to get slinged and wrapped by a string shot. You are currently grappled. You are unable to, therefore, move forward.
All right, that's all Jorah's got.
In that case, Jorah, with you now grappled and your turn ended, Desmond!
Wait, hold on. Cola needs to take the poison damage.
Oh, yep, take that poison damage and roll that con save.
Yes.
What happens if I use Twister in a building?
And
10 passes. You've still got charge up.
The Wizard of Oz.
All right, Desmond, you're up.
Okay. I can see, or I know where the spider is that slingshotted Jorah.
Yes.
Zephyr, time to cut loose. Pick that spider.
Okay, now, since you're using Zephyr, any attacks you do with Zephyr, you can do just fine, normal rolls, etc., but his power point usage is going to be doubled due to his ashen lungs.
Right, that is what we decided. Okay, so I can use all my attacks. It's just double PP. I'm under the effects of pressure all the time, basically.
Under pressure all the time. I would say probably not quick attack. Probably like one attack per turn.
That makes sense. Okay. So,
I mean, honestly, though,
nat 20 for a total of 24.
Yeah, this guy's dying.
All right, roll damage.
4d6 plus 3.
There is somehow a chance you don't KO this spider.
Oh my gosh.
Just don't roll low. Please. Please don't roll low.
You know, just half a fireball worth of damage. Okay, so that's going to be 15 flying type damage to this spider.
Yeah, somehow Zephyr is going to thread the needle between the filing cabinet and the terminal's computer tower and perfectly peck this spinnerack into KOing. Spinnerack!
Good job, Zephyr. Way to return with a bang. Can I hide?
Where would you like to hide? Where are you going to hide behind? How are you going to hide?
I don't know. I'm in darkness.
No, there's like a glow from cola.
Okay, you're right.
Mr. DM, clarification. Yeah. Is the spinnerack that grabbed Jora the same one that Zephyr just bodied?
Yes, you're still grappled.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, someone you either will have to use your action or someone else will have to use their action to try and break free for you.
You know what? That's a really good idea. I'm gonna run over to Jora and see if I can get the webs off him.
Make a strength check.
Okay. Straight strength?
Yeah, don't fail.
You fail. Oh. That would be funny, but really bad.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. 6.
As you're trying to free Jora from this sticky string and web and silk, you actually get tangled up as well. You're both now grappled.
Jora's just gonna look over at Desmond.
Well, merde.
Agreed. Wait, agreed. Adrian!
Speaking of Adrian, it's not your turn. Something's going to try and break down the mudroom again. Oh.
I mean, that lady we left in there who's completely defenseless and half dead, she's got this.
So, as another boom, slam, crash into the door, it flies off its hinges, and a large red-black spider. You can't see its colors, unfortunately, but if you could, it would be a large red-black spider barely fitting through the mudroom. Basically has to squeeze and worm its way through the mudroom like it's a tunnel into the lounge. If Silky wants to try and make a rap attack, Silky may.
No.
You're going to have to be Eminem to rap that thing.
You know what? Yeah, I'll go and do a rap.
Silky has to roll to attack with disadvantage because it is dark here.
That is still a 19. I rolled a 15 and an 18. Try me.
Roll damage and wrap this giant spider.
6 damage. And it is now grappled.
Its action was to break down the door. As its bonus action, it's going to shadow sneak. Does a 17 hit Silky?
Yeah, it does, actually.
That is going to be 4 ghost-type damage as a inky black form of it lunges out from the darkness behind Silky and strikes at it. That's going to be its turn. I want either Desmond or Jora to roll me a d6.
I'll do it.
You want to? All right, you got it.
Don't roll low.
Oh, well, you know, dice will do what it wants. Low. 3.
Okay, you guys are lucky. Silky's not, unfortunately, as coming through, like, crawling from the top of the doorway of the mudroom onto the ceiling, into the ceiling of the lounge, another spider. Does a 12 hit Silky?
No, it does not.
The poison sting misses, and then whatever shape fired that disappears into the darkness of the lounge.
Oh, so I can't see it.
If you want to make a perception check, you can try to see it, but that perception check would be made with disadvantage because there are no lights right now. Top of the round is the woman. She's right next to you, Adrian, and I'm going to make a con save for her again. Oh, she's vomiting.
Oh.
Adrian, if you, like, pat her, she's got a really strong fever right now, and as the whatever is affecting her progresses, she's losing control of her stomach. Adrian, it's your turn.
Okay. Silky's gonna use mist. Centered on itself.
What's mist do?
Creatures in this area have advantage on saves against stat drops, and it creates this mist in a 10-foot radius on a point in range. So I'm center. So Silky is centering mist on itself right now.
Okay. Mist spreads out.
With the idea of using that as like some sort of cover.
A mist does not provide cover, unfortunately.
Ah. It's an action to send out Tusk, right?
You can send out Tusk. We'll say it's your free action for now.
And that leaves me without my movement.
If you want to start commanding two Pokemon at once, you as Adrian, you have to sacrifice either your action or your movement.
Okay, I'm going to send out Tusk. Tusk, Silky's in trouble. Use Dual Chop on the big spider.
Since Tusk does not alike Adrian, I need you to make a Pokemon handling check, DC 15, to get Tusk to listen to you.
That was a 7.
Tusk is not listening to you. You know, Tusk actually is going to ignore you and is going to kind of climb up onto the counter and check on this woman. Nice. Oh. Good medicine check, Tusk. Yes.
Chaotic good boy.
Somebody roll me 2d4, by the way, for how long Tusk is disobeying Adrian.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
8 turns.
Yeah, so Tusk just straight up is not listening to Adrian right now.
I'm gonna look at Tusk, see what Tusk is doing. Reacting to that, Adrian's gonna start looking for medicine in the cabinets.
Okay. You can make an investigation check for cabinets that are immediately around Adrian.
At normal, I presume?
Disadvantage because darkness.
Ah. It's a 9.
You're not finding a whole lot right now. That is your turn, Adrian, I believe.
Yes.
Jora!
Yeah?
So just as a note, Cola's not grappled. You are grappled.
So, Mr. DM, sir, could Cola use Bite on the webbing as part of learning the move Bite?
If you would like to try that, you may.
I mean, Cola really doesn't have anything else going on right now, and I don't want to send Cola into the garage alone. Plus, I don't even think he could open the door. So, sure. That's a pretty bad roll. 9 in total to bite off these webs.
I want you to make a strength saving throw for Cola.
Oh no.
Let's go!
As Cola misses with the bite, I'm only doing this because bite is a move that Cola is currently learning, and so he is more prone to get stuck in the webs.
So that's a 4.
And so Cola gets stuck in the webs!
Can Jora, as part of his action, try to break out of these webs?
Jora, make a strength saving throw.
That's a -1! 18.
Jora, with your action, you manage to break out of the webs that have got stuck on you.
Jora just pants heavily, looks to his left, sees Desmond, looks to his right, sees Cola. Oh, for the love of... could I open the door to the garage and try to grab Busby for next turn, or no?
It was your action, but you do have a free item interaction if you want to open the door. You wouldn't be able to grab Busby, though.
I'm going to keep the door closed because I don't know if there's spiders in there. Okay. So, pass my turn. Cola takes 2 damage.
Roll that con save, and then we'll jump to Desmond's turn.
All right. Uh-oh. That's an 8.
As this flare of the poison causes Cola to grunt in pain, the charge that has been permeating his fur gives out.
Charge drops. Mm-hmm. And that's Jora's turn, really.
Then Desmond!
I'm going to make my strength saving throw to attempt to get out of the webs. 11.
11! Desmond, you two also manage to tear off the webs that have caked you.
Okay, I'm going to go into the garage, and I want to see if I can find the backpack with Busby in it.
Okay, Desmond.
I feel like, yeah.
I need a dex save at disadvantage because it is dark in the garage, and I need to know, does a 7 hit you?
7 doesn't hit me, but as my dex save, okay, 16.
So, dex save. Desmond, you open the door and are kind of, whether you're walking or running into the garage, either way, immediately your instincts have to take over because a poison sting fires from the darkness out towards you, and you have to jump over it, only for a string shot to blast you from another direction, but you have to kick off the wall to dodge that as well. You've managed to dodge both of these attacks that were apparently prepared. You see that the garage is a mess right now, and similarly, I mentioned last session there was a bit of a dent at the bottom of the garage door. That dent is now practically torn open. A human could, if they crouched, walk under it without risking being cut by metal. It's a large hole in the wall.
Okay, oh boy. Oh boy, how close is the backpack? Also, after I dodge both of those attacks, I'm like, oh, did anyone see that?
For looking for the backpack, that would be a search action. You did use your action to already break free.
Okay.
Not much more.
And I don't know where the bag is.
Not with your passive perception in the dark, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm, you know what? I'm just going to get back behind the wall and let Jorah know that there are Pokemon in there. And also, I dodged both their attacks and it was totally awesome.
Okay, you managed to convey that in a quick 6 seconds. Is Zephyr doing anything?
Zephyr will come to me. I'm going to ready his action with a peck if anything comes into the ranger office through the garage.
Okay. Desmond, that's your turn.
And that is my turn.
Adrian, I need to know, how is Silky looking really quick?
Oh, very fine.
Then, in that case, I need to know, does a... I feel bad. It was a natural 20. 4d4 plus 5 damage to Silky. Also, Silky's poisoned.
No, it's fine, because I have shed skin.
Oh.
How much?
That is 17 poison damage to Silky.
Silky's up.
How is Silky, like, green, yellow, red?
Red, 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 red.
That gamer's hitting the ba-doop, ba-doop.
Bonus action Shadow Sneak, however.
Oh, no.
8!
Miss.
Good, 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 good.
End of its turn, 3 damage.
Yes, that is the Ariados' turn. That said, it is not the end of the turns. So... things first, there's going to be a spider, Desmond, that Zephyr is going to notice crawling in to the office.
Okay, peck.
Go ahead, roll to hit at normal, because this is a part of the light that Cola is giving off for now.
Yay! Good job, Cola.
Cola MVP.
Okay, that's a 17 to hit with peck.
Roll damage, it is super effective.
Yay. 11 flying type damage.
This Spinarak, though it took much, much damage, is still up. Zephyr gets a really strong peck into this Spinarak, and as Cola turns around, not Cola, sorry, Zephyr turns away from the peck, I need to know, is a 11 going to hit Zephyr?
11 does not hit Zephyr.
Dang, the poison sting is going to miss. I also need to know, attacking from the shadows, another spider that managed to escape Zephyr's notice is going to strike out at Cola. With advantage, does a modified 20 hit Cola?
Cola might go down, but that's okay.
That's going to be 5 grass-type damage as Absorb strikes into Cola.
Cola's up, but hurt. We do have potions.
That is those spiders' turn. Adrian, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. As a string shot from the shadows is going to strike out at you, you have disadvantage.
Okay.
Because this one also was hidden.
That is a 12.
Barely pass, actually. So good job, Adrian, dodging string shots from the shadows. It came from the kitchen. Let's see, as a spider had blasted from maybe atop the fridge. You're not sure. It kind of came out of nowhere and you had to duck. And lastly, I have to make one final check for these Spinarak. Okay. Adrian, as you're kind of being bombarded from the kitchen by that string shot, you hear a slam into the window behind you as there is another spider trying to pry the window open.
Why is this place so popular?
Top of the round is the woman. I'm going to see if she can control her sickness. She cannot. She's not necessarily throwing up anymore, but she is dizzy and, like, stumbling onto the counter. Adrian, what I want to know is, what are you doing with Silky, and then what are you doing? I'll handle what Tusk is doing.
Okay, Adrian is going to shout into the other room, "Everyone, get in here, please! I need help!" I'm going to go over to Silky, and I'm going to use a potion.
Okay, that will be your action. Go ahead and roll 2d8 plus... It is... Yeah, 2d8 plus 2. 2d8 plus 2 is what a potion heals.
Okay. 15.
Silky has 15 hit points.
Okay. What happens if I use Twister indoors?
You don't know. You can try it.
I'd rather not. I'm using Wrap.
Roll to attack.
I assume with me grappling it, I'd have normal on this, since I'm already in contact.
I'll say sure.
That's a 23.
Okay, yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
All right, that is 3 damage. 3 normal type damage.
3 normal type damage, okay.
I action to potion, Silky action to wrap. That's end of both of our turns. So is it shed skin then poison, or poison then shed skin?
Poison then shed skin is what I'm going to say.
Okay, so poison is proficiency bonus damage?
Yes. It is proficiency bonus.
Okay, and then I will roll that d6. I am still poisoned.
No.
Tusk is going to, kind of startled at something slamming into the window, is going to brandish his knife, and as it glows with a royal purple draconic energy, dual chop at the window.
No!
Tusk craves violence, glory, and death.
So the first one's gonna hit the window, and that's gonna be 3 damage to the window. The window shatters! And then another one is going to try to be made against the spider that was trying to crawl through the window. That is a 6 and is going to miss.
Gotcha.
Jorah, Desmond! First off, Jorah, it's your turn.
All right, Jorah, I get 1 free item interaction, right?
Yes.
I'm a hit Cola with a potion.
A potion's an action. That's a use item. That's not a free item interaction.
All right, I think it's still a good idea. I'm going to use a potion.
Okay.
Because Cola is at 3. 12. So now Cola is going to use his action to try to break out.
Okay. Go
ahead.
Which
isn't a great idea, but...
Strength save for Cola.
Cola is canonically stronger than Jorah. That's still a 3.
Cola's still stuck, still grappled. That means he can still attack, but he just can't move. That's what grapple means.
He can still grapple? Or he can still attack? Okay.
That's his action, though. That's his action to try and break out, just so you know.
That's fine. I think we need the hand grenade. Jorah's going to run to the door of the garage and open it.
There will be 2 attacks of opportunity.
Huh.
I need a dex save from Jorah.
I'm assuming they're both coming from the garage, and if not...
It's the 2 Spinarak that just entered the office, remember.
I did not remember, so thank you for telling me that.
Yes.
So, dex save.
And a con save.
Okay, here's Jorah's dex. That's a 4.
String shot, and baby! Oh no. You grappled!
And con save. 11.
11's enough to shake off the infestation. You lucky goose.
I get hit with the... I think I lucked out on that one. I get hit with the string, and I'm so busy, like, freaking out about that the infestation shot just goes over my head.
Absolutely. Desmond, you're up.
Okay. That's where I'm from. oh, gosh. Okay. I'm a terrible friend. Jorah, you've got this. I'm gonna go check on Adrian in the kitchen.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you enter into the kitchen. You can't see basically anything in here, Desmond. Without the light that Cola's giving, basically pitch black. briefly from the flash from Tusk's dual chop, there is a spider that has lurking around the window. Other than that, you're not sure what else is going on in the kitchen, other than the woman is kind of her, you see her silhouette lying on the counter, and Adrian is panicking.
Okay.
No, I'm not in the kitchen. I'm in the lounge.
All right, you don't see what you don't know where Adrian is. You don't know where Adrian is.
Okay, can I go pick up Cola?
Do you want you so you left the office and you're going back into the office now?
Yes. I mean, it was sort of what it ended up being was, you've got this. I go in, it's pitch dark. I can barely see anything. I'm like, I need light.
So you're taking Jora's only active Pokemon.
Hear him out. Hear him out. My plan, and I think I Jora said this, is to go get Busby.
However, Cola and yes. Jora are both still restrained, if I remember correctly.
Do I have to use an action to pick up Cola, or is that just like a swoop?
You would have to break Cola out of the string.
Okay. I'm going to go back on my state from before. All right, Jora, I changed my mind, and I'm going to try and break Jora out of the restraint.
Jora?
Yes.
Jora.
Okay, make a strength
so
check.
He can go get Busby, hopefully. This battle is chaos. Okay. Oh, you know what? I think I might be stuck.
What'd you get?
It's a 5.
Yeah, you're stuck.
If we make it out of this, I'm going to have very choice words for you.
Zepha, does he know where the spiders that attacked Jora are?
Yeah, he knows where they are. They are...
Okay, Zepha, use Peck.
They are in the light of Cola, and they're not hiding anymore, so you know where they are. There is the one that Zephyr previously pecked, and there is the one that hit Cola for an absorb attack.
Okay, I guess I'll go for the one I previously pecked.
Roll to attack.
Okay. 9 to hit.
Miss. That is your turn, Desmond.
Yes.
Adrian?
Yes.
I'm going to roll to attack Silky. I'm going to attack Silky with Shadow Sneak first. 16.
That hits.
4 ghost type damage.
Okay.
And now I'm going to attack Silky with Fel Stinger. 18.
Hits.
Not Fel Stinger.
Not Fel Stinger.
9 bug type damage to you, Silky. It has done its Shadow Sneak. It is still grappled by Rap and Felstinger hit. That is going to be Dosido, the Ariados' turn.
Name is Dosido.
However, yes, I'll take that 3 damage. It is now the Spinarak's turns.
Is Busby awake? I think I heard him.
The two Spinarak battling you all. The Spinarak that has been engaged with Zephyr is going mm-hmm. to try and hit Zephyr with an infestation attack. I need Zephyr to make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution is Zephyr's worst stat. 6.
Normally it's 1d6. It's going to get dropped down to 1d4. However, okay. Spinarak has Swarm active. So it's going to be 2d4 yes. plus 2.
Okay.
I think on average, it's still better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better 2d4 than 2d6. However, that is going to be a high roll. That's going to be 8 bug type damage to Zephyr.
Okay, that's all my temp HP.
And
let's go.
These little pixie-esque forms of bugs and flies and spiders are going to continue crawling over Zephyr's skin.
Did he just give Zephyr fleas?
Basically. With the other spider, however, I need, I believe, Cola. I need to know... Well, actually, I need Cola to make a dexterity saving throw again, as another layer of string shot is being layered atop him.
All right. Just a 10.
Just a 10. Cola is now restrained, as so much of these strings have wrapped around him, he's utterly restrained. That is those spiders' turn, as the other spider in the office, this one on the roof, it actually skitters off towards the roof, off to the sidewall, onto your left drawer, and then blasts a string shot as it's doing so onto Cola, wrapping him up almost totally cocooned. While that's happening in the kitchen, there are two spiders. First things first, I need Tusk to roll a dexterity saving throw, as the spider on the fridge blasts a string shot towards him.
That's a 24.
Completely misses Tusk. As that's happening, though, the spider on the outside is going to try and hit him with poison sting. 12 on Tusk.
That is a miss.
Oh, okay. Poison sting misses Tusk as the little poison fangs that this spinnerack lashes out at him with get thrown off by Tusk's tooth dagger. His toother, if you will. That is all the spiders. Top of the round, it is the woman. She manages to stave off passing out. Adrian, what would you like to do?
If the potion again, dude. Oh no, that's only 9 this time. Okay. Silky's gonna keep up the rap. So, another rap attack. That is a 19 to hit.
Hits, roll damage.
For a total of another 6 normal type damage.
Solid damage, there you go. Anything else you guys want to do?
No, that's all I can do.
Oh, by the way, can you roll me an intelligence check for Tusk? Because he used dual chop.
Okay. That is a 7.
Okay, no progress on learning. That said, it's Tusk's turn again. This bad boy is gonna dual chop again. Adrian, go ahead and roll one disadvantage attack against this spinnerack at the window as Tusk lashes out with his toother.
If it hits, it goes crazy, though.
His machete Tusk.
That's only a 7.
That'll miss. Go ahead and roll again. Since it is a double proc attack.
This time, it is a 9.
Also misses. Tusk is just flailing wildly and utterly missing. Mark off the poison damage for Silky and Jorah/Desmond.
Yep. And then I'm going to roll Shed Skin.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Jorah's up.
Still poisoned.
Dang.
So...
Break out.
Can Jorah try to save Cola right now, or is that not an option since I am grappled?
I'm going to say because you're grappled, I would say you can try.
How bad of an idea is it?
Very bad. If it goes poorly, you're going to end up restrained.
Can I make an intelligence check to mentally dominate the spinnerack now?
You can certainly try, if you would like, to try and unlock psychic powers in Jorah.
As funny as that sounds, I don't think it'll happen even on a 20, so I'm just going to try to rip this off of me first.
Make a strength save as your action.
Oh, almost a 16. That's a 2. Does not work.
Does not work, Jory. You're still stuck.
Cola is going to try to at least get unrestrained. That's a 9.
Not unrestrained. Still stuck.
Yeah, pass my turn, I guess. I ain't got none.
Desmond!
Yeah, I'm going to try and break out too. Hey, 21 to break free.
Yeah, you break free! Hoorah!
Yeah! Zephyr is going to turn his little bird head that is now crawling with bugs towards the spinnerack that just hit him, and glowing with a sinister energy, in his mind flashed the words, Justice Stew, and he was going to use payback on the spinnerack that just hit him.
Roll to attack with payback.
Ah, it's a 6. He misses.
Gamer was almost the main character.
And that's all. That's my turn.
Desmond, that is your turn. Mark off a poison damage for Cola, by the way.
Right, that is something I need to do.
You will get infestation damage. Roll 1d4 plus 2. Okay. That's the damage you will take.
Okay. 5 bug-type damage to Zephyr.
Do-si-do, the area dose. As this large, at this point, the spider has probably like fully moved into the lounge. It's like slamming furniture around as it's scuffling and wrestling with Silky, a giant spider. It's probably larger than a regular area dose based off just how huge it is.
I don't know. Mr. DM, would you say that it's maybe around an Ursa ring in size, maybe between a Beedrill and an Ursa ring?
No comment, because I need Silky to make a wisdom saving throw, as Do-si-do is going to use Scary Face on Silky.
Alright, luckily, Silky is good with these. That is an 11.
Silky is paralyzed.
Wait, can I be poisoned and paralyzed?
Sorry, it is not status condition paralyzed, it is D&D paralyzed. So anyway, Shadow Sneak.
Well, this ain't good.
12.
That misses. Okay, now, is this paralysis just till the start of my turn, or...
It's for a minute. Silky will have to make con saves at the end of its turn. Scary face as a flash of red pulses through Dosido's eyes. Silky is frightened. Now it is the spider's turns. I need Adrian to make a dex save because one of these spiders is shooting another string shot out towards you.
11.
11, you dodge it.
Okay.
And I need to know, is a natural 1 going to hit Tusk?
No, it will not.
This one's attempting an absorb and it misses.
Okay.
There's still the two guys in the office. The one on the left wall is going to blast a poison sting towards Cola, who is restrained, so he has advantage. That is 15 to hit Cola.
Definitely hits.
That is going to be 5 poison damage to Cola.
Cola's still up.
And then the spinnerack on the ground that Zephyr has been scuffling with is going to try and string shot Zephyr, since he's about the only one who's not string shotted right now. I need Zephyr to make a dex save.
Okay. A 19 for Zephyr on the dex save.
Zephyr dodges the string shot, nimbly weaving through the loops of web. That is all of the spider's turns. Time to see if this woman can resist passing out. She rolls even higher than last time. She's doing well. Yeah, seeing as things are looking rough, this woman is going to weakly grab. She's got 2 Pokeballs on a belt. She's going to grab one of them and toss it towards you, Adrian. This is Leppa. Use her. She's got Tackle and Growl.
Thank you.
And Adrian, it's your turn.
I'm going to click the Pokeball. Leppa, lend me your power.
You throw this Pokeball into the air. It explodes open in a powerful blue-white light and falling into the ground. Are you sending Leppa into the lounge or the kitchen?
I am sending Leppa into the lounge.
Landing amongst the scattered furniture, the blasted picture frames, and the cold fireplace, a small blue little elephant kid.
I know what it is.
A fan pee lands into the lounge and goes, and what do you tell Leppa to do?
Leppa, use growl. Wait, no, not growl. Use tackle. No, because it's in the thing, so it'll have advantage on the save.
I need you to roll me a d20 plus 3.
That is an 18 to hit.
18 hits.
Leppa is here and is taking no prisoners.
Roll a d6 plus 1.
That is 4 normal type damage.
4 normal type damage to Leppa! Not to Leppa, from Leppa!
Not to Leppa.
And that is an action. Potion on Silky.
Potion on Silky, okay.
I feel bad that I'm using all of them.
Hey, dude, if there is a time to use them, it is now!
If this ain't the boss fight, we weren't living anyways.
Okay. Silky's at max.
Okay, Silky is healed up to full, luckily, from a good heal. That is your action, Leppa's. Alright. Tusk is going to do the insane thing of not once, not twice, but 3 times in a row trying dual chop.
Understandable.
This time, one against the window, and then he's going to try and hit other spider that is like skittered off of the fridge and is now a little closer to Tusk.
Gotcha. That's a 15.
15. Okay, the first one will hit. Now to see if he hits the one that moved off of the refrigerator.
All right. Please. That is a 7.
The 7 will miss, but the 15 will hit. Go ahead and roll damage for dual chop and make an intelligence check for Tusk.
Alright. That is 2 dragon type damage.
2 dragon type damage, okay. Tusk is running out of dual chop uses, I'm realizing.
That is 9 on the intelligence.
No learning progress for Tusk yet. That is Tusk's turn.
And then 2 damage to Silky for poison.
Yep, and make a con save.
For the shed skin, I'm still poisoned, and then a con save. You said a con save?
A con save. No, this would be a wisdom save, sorry. You're right.
Okay, cool. 21.
Silky is no longer paralyzed, but that is the end of Silky's turn.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
Put in some work.
After Adrian, Jorah, you're up.
We're going to start with Cola. Can Cola see any of the spoodlers that are in this room?
Yeah, he can see there's one under the ground. He can kind of like see through the chairs and the table legs. That one is fighting Zephyr right now and has that infestation up. The other one is on the left wall close to the PC terminal that you were using earlier tonight. That one has been harrying Cola this whole time.
Well, Cola is, pardon my French, a little ticked off. So Cola's going to use Thundershock against that thing.
Roll to attack with disadvantage because Cola is restrained.
Okay. 13 to hit either way.
Hits.
9 damage rolled max.
This spinnerack is still up.
Heck. We're just going to try to do that strength check and try to break Jorah out. 13.
You break out. You're good.
Which, keeping in my roll, I rolled a 13 for the third time now. We need Busby here. Even if he starts attacking us at some point, the additional chaos factor can at least do something. Jorah's going to run into the garage.
As you're running into the garage, two attacks of opportunity. First one is a ranged string shot. Make a dex save.
Please.
Okay.
15.
You dodge the string shot. As you pass the spinnerack on the ground, there is going to be a absorb attack. Does a 10 hit you?
No.
Then, in that case, Jorah, you have made it into the garage. Your backpack is wherever you have last put it.
All right. Just so you know what I'm doing next turn, I'm going to be bringing Busby. We need him. I don't think I can do that this turn, though, so I pass.
Mark off health for Cola.
I'm just going to go for a normal peck on the spinnerack that infested me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Zephyr. Rolling to hit for that. That's an 11.
That misses by one.
Okay, well, even if it misses, I'm going to do cool tricks. Cool tricks on me. I'm inspired by Zephyr.
What's the cool trick
and
Zephyr
Desmond
does?
Is now just a flip. Just basically back tuck and then peck. You're sick and yet you're so strong. I am going to try and use that to unrestrain Cola.
Go ahead, make a strength check.
No, that's a 10.
Desmond, I hate to say it, buddy, but you get wrapped up in the strings.
I hate this.
That's your turn, Desmond.
That is.
I need you to roll a d4 plus 2 for damage on Zephyr.
Yeah, okay.
As the infestation flares up again, you take 4 bug tape damage. Dosey, 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 do. Let's see what Dosey Do is going to do. Shadow Sneak on Silky as a bonus action. 22.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
6 ghost damage.
Okay.
Fell Stinger.
Okay.
15 to hit.
That hits.
15 bug type damage to Silky as this Ariados from its back lashes a stinger into Silky, blasting her with poison and leeching off strength and vitality from it. The spider roars! Its next attack, should it hit on its next turn, will be an auto crit. And it turns its attention to Lepa.
Round 2.
It is the spider's turns. Both Spinnerack are going to try and absorb on Tusk.
Okay.
13.
Hits.
15.
Both hit, Tusk resists the damage.
So it's already a 1d4, so we're just going to cut it in half.
Okay.
2 damage to Tusk.
Okay.
And then 3 damage to Tusk.
Tusk still has the temp HP.
And both of the Spinnerack have been revitalized. And now to fight the ones that are in the office. The ones in the office, the one by the floor is really, like, it really wants to get rid of Zephyr. It's gonna do a poison sting now. 5!
Miss.
The The one on the wall is going to try and take Cola out. Also poison sting with advantage because...
Because restrained.
Restrained.
You know what? I believe in Cola. Cola's got this.
18.
Roll, Cola, roll.
That definitely hits, but it can't do 4 damage.
Does exactly 4 damage.
I'm going to... That's it. I'm going to. Cola is down.
Cola is down. Top of the round is the woman's turn. Can she hold off passing out? Nope, that's a natural one. Seeing Lepa's Pokeball release, she's going to actually lose consciousness and slump down, falling, hitting the floor. Make a d20 check for Tusk, Adrian. And Adrian, it's your turn.
That d20 check is a 7.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Okay, I'm returning Silky, and...
It's okay, Tusk is gonna clutch.
Oh, roll me a d20 for Lepa as well.
That's a 4.
Okay, continue.
I'm medicine checking this area dose. How's it looking?
Make a medicine check as your action.
Come on! That's a 5!
5! Adrian, it's too dark. If only there was power.
Adrian's gonna yell, "Everyone, I need you in here now! Silky just... Silky's down!"
And you felt that because you were mystic bonded, by the way.
Oh, I know. Lepa used tackle. That's a 19.
19 hits. D6 plus 1.
Please. That's 7 normal type damage.
Ayo, big.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right. I think this is Tusk's last round of dual chops.
But you know what? He's going to hit.
What did you roll on that D20 check for Tusk at the beginning of this turn?
It was a 7.
Yeah, he's going to just attack one of these Spinarak. He's going to attack the one that's exited out from the window now and is inside the kitchen.
That's a natural 1.
Okay, that misses. Second attack.
A 10.
Misses. That is the end of your turn. Jorah.
So can I recall Cola and throw out Busby at the same time?
I would say you can recall Cola as your free action, but sending out Busby would be then your action.
If I send out Busby, can I direct him when he comes out?
That's assumed.
So I'm going to look at the Pokeball, swallow hard, and yell, "Busby, I choose you!" and throw it into the office.
Oh no.
At last.
As the Pokeball opens. As a violent bee is released into the building, I need you to make me a command check. I need you to roll a d20 plus 1 since it's a d20 plus your trainer level.
All right. 17.
For this combat, Busby will listen to you.
It's because I'm telling it to do what it wants to do. Zephyr's still up, right?
Zephyr's still up.
I don't want to waste an entire turn just hitting a 1 health Spinarak, but I don't think he has the spoons to get into the lounge.
The range on the Pokeball is 20 feet to release, so you could have put him right next to the door to the kitchen, and he could fight in the kitchen.
Yeah, we'll have that. We'll have Busby fight in the kitchen, because this man's is going to hurt somebody. I'm just going to point to the bugs in there and just say, "Fury attack everything in that room!"
Tusk is there!
Wait, hon, who is?
Tusk!
Oh, never mind. Hold on.
Actually, Jorah wouldn't know that!
I mean, Tusk can take it.
Roll a d6.
You know what? It's fine. It's fine. Everything will be fine.
I mean, this is basically the equivalent of casting a fireball in a room where one of your allies is.
Busby is released from his Pokeball. The buzzing of his wings zooms into the kitchen as, we'll say, he goes and strikes at the Spinarak that came through the window, the busted window.
All right, Fury attack. So attack roll a plus 2 to attack here.
And you roll 5 of those, if I recall.
First Fury attack. Yata. Okay, okay. 9, 2 threes.
Okay.
22, 15.
22 obviously hits. That's a natural 20. The 15 also hits. Roll damage. 2d4 for the crit, 1d4 for the other one that hit.
That's disappointing. 4 damage in total. But you know what? It's another body on the field.
Sure, that's your turn. Desmond, you're up.
Okay, I want to free myself.
Make a strength save.
I got 7. I'm still stuck. I'll send Mistral into the kitchen, I guess.
Yeah, you can do that.
Chin Zephyr attacks the Binarak that is infesting him with a peck. Okay, that is a 23.
Hits! Roll damage.
7 flying type damage.
You take this Spinarak out, and the infestation drops.
Yay! Okay, and then Mistral is going to use a trailblaze. She'll attack the one that Busby just attacked.
Roll to attack.
That's a bad idea. Tackle.
Tackle. Okay, roll. I've been forgetting about this, but roll with disadvantage because you don't have light.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a 12.
12 hits. Roll damage.
Hey! That's going to be 7 normal type damage.
That Spinarak is still up. Barely. But that was a pretty solid hit from Mistral. Good job.
Yeah. And she is going to just sort of rise to the ceiling.
Just floating around.
Trying to get out of the crossfire. That's my turn, I suppose.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about infestation damage, though. However, what we do have to worry about is Do-si-do's auto crit if it hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kills Mistral.
Instantly kills Mistral.
No, Do-si-do doesn't care about Mistral. Do-si-do cares about the big bug that just came buzzing into the room.
Oh, yay, okay, Buzzy. Okay, I'm safe.
Good distraction.
This is competition. Buzzy,
I warn you, if you hit, you better kill.
Action, it's going to do scary face on Busby. I need Busby to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, fuck you.
Do-si-do is going to try and lock this foe down.
9.
Busby is paralyzed.
Which means...
It's D&D paralyzed. So
which means...
Paralyzed in place, can't move. If something hits it, it has advantage, and if it connects and it's a melee attack within 5 feet, it's an auto crit. Other than that, that's Do-si-do's action. As Do-si-do's bonus action, he is going to do a shadow sneak against Hoomst. Genuinely, I do not know. Probably not Busby. It has been annoying it. It is going to do shadow sneak against Leppa.
No,
Leppa can tank it.
Okay. That was almost a natural 20. Instead, it was a natural 19. So with Sniper, this is going to be 3d6 damage to Leppa.
How much HP does Leppa have?
Oh, I know what Leppa's HP is. Don't worry. Leppa's going to take 11 ghost-type damage as Leppa gets slammed with a really powerful Shadow Sneak.
That could have been worse, actually.
That could have been way worse.
It rolled max on one die, minimum on the other, and average on the third. So yeah, could have been bad.
It was average.
It was average.
We call that statistics.
We do call that statistics. That is Deucey Doo's turn. The spiders. Busby is going to be attacked by 2 poison stings. We're going to see. They're both going to be melee range poison stings. So let's see if they hit. First one's going to be an 18 to hit.
Definitely hits.
And the second one's also going to be an 18 to hit.
Also definitely hits.
Okay, so normally Busby would resist a poison type attack. These guys are rolling with d4s though. So what this is going to be is instead of dropping the dice down a size, I'm just going to have the damage. Okay?
Fair enough.
So, first poison sting is going to be in total 4 damage to Busby. That's already halved. And then... the other one is going to be 2 poison damage to Busby. That is already halved.
Got 2 of that temp health left.
There you go. As for the spider in the office where Zephyr remains. Zephyr, I want to know, poison sting, again, does a 9 hit you?
9 does not hit.
That's all the spiders. Top of the round. Adrian, you're up.
The unconscious lady, moving on. Adrian.
It's worth it. Potion on Leppa.
Okay.
It's absolutely worth it.
Roll 2d8 plus 2.
Okay, that's average. That's 9.
Okay.
Actually, it's way less than average. But anyways.
Still, we take it.
It's not minimal. Roll to attack with tackle at disadvantage because darkness.
That's a 5.
5 misses. Jorah!
First things first, we should definitely have Busby do his thing.
Wait, Busby's paralyzed.
Oh, right, Busby's paralyzed. So you know what? Busby can't move. Yeah. Busby,
okay, you know what?
If can Busby attack? I don't think Busby can attack. Busby actually can't do anything. Busby has to make a wisdom save.
All right, wisdom save then, never mind. 18.
Out of pure spite, Busby is no longer paralyzed.
That's action, isn't it?
That's the end of his turn. What's Jorah doing?
I'm going to recall Cola to get him out of the line of fire.
Okay. Cola is recalled.
And I suppose I will... can I use another potion?
On whom?
Zephyr.
Oh, yeah, if you'd like to. Go ahead.
So Jorah, part of my movement is going to be running up to Zephyr, getting a potion on him, and then that's 2d8 plus 2. Zephyr heals 11 health.
Thank you!
And then using the rest of my movement, I'm going to just book it outside to the generator as close as I can get. I understand I'll take an attack of opportunity.
You will. This one's going to be another dex save from you. String shot, baby.
How much power points do these guys have on string shot?
20.
13.
Oh my gosh.
All right, yeah, you dodged the string shot. It's almost like spiders are good at making silk and stuff. Jorah, that's your action and your movement. You have basically run out the door, thrown it open, not even bothering to close it, and you've made it to the generator. You're starting to take out your tools. We'll get to that on your next turn. Desmond, you're up.
Okay. Can Zephyr make it to the lounge?
yeah, there's no attack. Actually, no, there will be two from the spinner rack in the kitchen.
Okay, what if I stay really high up?
Still attacks of opportunity.
What if I stay really low to the ground?
Gamer, you're taking the opportunity.
I would say at that point, Zephyr needs to make an acrobatics check, and if he's high enough, he can get cover, so higher EC for these.
I'll try it.
Okay.
We have Busby in here still, so...
Who can, in fact, move and do things.
What's Zephyr doing? Is Zephyr going to try and go low
Zephyr's
to the ground?
Zephyr's going to try and get into the lounge.
Are you going to go
just
low
normally.
To... Just normally? Okay. Then in that case...
You know what? No, Zephyr's a show-off. He's going to go low to the ground and try and make an acrobatics check.
Go ahead. DC 15. This is to get the cover bonus.
17.
So you'll get a plus 2 on your AC for these.
Okay.
It's going to be 2 poison stings.
Okay.
They both rolled less than a 10 naturally, so I'm not even going to bother asking.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Goodness. Okay.
Zephyr manages to zoop through, dodging a spray of poison stings, making it to the lounge where it's dark. Miraculous command from Desmond, seeing as he doesn't quite know what's going on in the lounge.
Can you reach Do-Si-Do?
What's Zephyr's fly speed?
25.
Not without dashing.
Okay. Am I allowed to use agility?
That would be your action for Zephyr that turn.
I realize that, but so would dashing.
You could risk any consequences that come with a quick attack.
I'm quick attacking.
Just make a quick con save for Zephyr. Just have to beat a 10. Just have to beat a 10.
Well, he didn't.
Okay, we'll get to that at the end of the turn. But Zephyr can do the quick attack.
12?
12 does not hit Do-Si-Do.
Okay, well, I move into melee range regardless, because quick attack.
Mm-hmm.
Pecking. That's 9, so...
9 will miss. At the end of Zephyr's turn, Zephyr is going to take a quarter of his health from just overexerting.
Well, I guess Mistral can still do something. She is going to tackle the same spinner rack from before.
Okay, roll to hit.
12.
Hits! Roll damage.
Hey, that is going to be 4 normal damage.
It had 1 hit point. You knock it out. 2 more spinner rack, 1 more Ariados. It is Do-Si-Do's turn. Do-Si-Do is going to do a poison sting on Zephyr.
Okay.
24.
That is a solid hit.
11 poison damage to Zephyr.
Okay, he is still up, but at 1 HP.
And poisoned.
So he goes down.
The end of your next turn. And then, trying to deal with this stupid elephant, Shadow Sneak. Only rolled an 8 to hit. That's going to miss Leppa. And now it's time for the final Spinnerack's turns. Desmond, you're the only thing left in the office. I need you to make a dexterity save.
Making Busby noises.
18.
18. The string shot misses as you're able to, despite being stuck in some of the web, you're able to dodge the spinnerack trying to cocoon you. The spinnerack in the kitchen, however, there is Tusk here and Mistral. The spinnerack's gonna do a poison sting on Mistral. Does a 13 hit Mistral?
Yep, it hits.
Super effective, oh no.
Mistral's going down, that's just the way it is.
That is 13 damage to Mistral.
Yeah, she's asleep.
Mistral gets knocked out. Desmond, on your turn, you'll have to make a check to withdraw Mistral.
Okay.
That is the spiders. The Spinnerex turns. Adrian, it's your turn.
Okay, Fan P is
Oh, wait,
still
hold on. You said how much damage? Sorry. I did something wrong. You said 11?
No, 13.
13?
Yeah.
She's up at 1 because of the temp HP.
Let's go.
Okay. Fan P got hit, correct? No,
sorry, not even 13. Not even 13. Sorry. 12. 12.
Okay.
So 2 hit points. Let's go.
So Fan P didn't get hit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So Fan P's still looking fine. I want to action medicine check, see what Ariados is looking.
Make a medicine check.
That's an 11.
You rolled above a 10, so I will tell you it is no longer in green, but I will not tell you if it is yellow or red.
Okay. Fenfi, use tackle! Okay, that's a 14.
14 barely hits! Roll damage. D6 plus
Please
1.
Just kill this thing.
That is 5 normal type damage.
Still up!
Huh.
It's alright, Busby might be able to do it.
I really hope so.
Busby.
That is Lepa's action. Adrian, you use your action. Tusk's turn. Hey, baby, let's get a leer from Tusk on this spinnerack. So I need to make, what is it for leer picks?
Wisdom say that DC 9.
Yeah, they've rolled a natural 19. So Tusk fails on the leer, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah.
That is Tusk's turn. Jorah.
Yeah.
You're up, bud.
Oh, boy. So?
You are at the generator. Busby is in the kitchen.
You know what? Busby's awesome. Busby is worth more than his weight in gold. I'm going to yell at Busby. The lounge! I'm going to have Busby run into the lounge and try to punch this Ariados.
I need Busby to make a dex save. From
that is fine.
Opportunity attack, spinnerack.
Yata, 16.
Oh yeah, boy, he dodges.
Boy dodges, all right. Fury attack.
Okay, I want you to just roll 10 d20 at once.
10 of them, 10?
10 d20, because it's disadvantage.
Mm.
Unless you want to try and restore power first, Jorah.
I highly recommend trying to restore power first. There's nothing wrong with trying first. Let's do this. Jorah runs over into the darkness, remembering where the generator is, gets over to it, rips off the front panel, and begins analyzing the damage.
You have those mechanics tools, right?
Correct. I do still have them.
And you have those spare parts?
Yes.
Make a mechanics check with DC 12.
DC 12, Jorah cracks his knuckles and just says, I hope this works. Okay, so that is just a plus 3, so I modified 20.
Way more than enough. You quickly throw together some spare parts, and in a rapid fashion, in a matter of 6 seconds, Jorah, your genius brain has restored this generator just in time for Busby to lash in and unleash a fury attack without disadvantage. With the lights on, see the massive size of this Ariados. Adrian, you see it is larger than any spider you have ever seen. It is almost the size of an Ursaring. Its eyes glow and burn with a blue flame.
And then you see something even scarier.
And then flashing in, fully ready to totally just go riding on Senator Armstrong, Busby does Fury Attack.
Hit. Brother, this is an alpha Pokemon.
Each of these get a plus 2 to hit. So that is 18, 10, 16, 17, 17.
4 of them hit.
So that, I believe, is 4d4?
4d4.
All right.
Please.
Just don't roll low. Okay, I'll take that. Okay. 11 normal type damage.
How does Busby want to do this? How does he want to knock out Dosey Doe?
Busby is going to fly in, uppercut it with one hit, and then ride in Metal Gear Solid the remaining Fury attack hits.
Yeah, absolutely. With a violent buzz in the room and the ta-ta-ta of Dosido reeling from the Fury attacks, this larger-than-life Ariados is going to get beaten down by Busby, falling unconscious as the Fury attacks blast it through its unnaturally large body, knocking it unconscious and, for a moment, allowing you all a moment to breathe. Until you remember, there are more spiders here!
We got rid of the big spider. This is infinitely easier now.
I want Busby to make an intimidation check with advantage.
Intimidation with advantage?
With advantage. Busby did just take this thing out. Pretty cool.
Busby reels back and just lets out a horrific buzz. Let's see if they're intimidated by it.
That was so close.
So 19.
Yeah, as Busby knocks out the leader of the pack, the remaining two conscious Spinarak are just going to flee. As the Spinarak are fleeing, Jory, you're going to see one of them leave from the kitchen window. The other one is going to skitter out from that very same door that you just walked out of.
Get them out of here, please.
We'll end our session there as the spiders flee. We'll pick up there next time along with this unconscious woman and a concerned-looking Fanpy who walks on over to its unconscious trainer.
All right. I was able to control the frag grenade for now.
I don't want to brag.
I walked so Busby could run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Desmond, Jorah, and Adrian have survived the onslaught at the abandoned Pokemon Ranger station. Now they have to revive the woman who sought their help to begin with. What will happen? Find out next time on Dices and Dexes.